tax office there before.
那个税关大楼前面不就是 Broadway number one 吗？每一次游行都是从那里开始。
So all of the parades start from one Broadway.
他们最早最早就是那里的 market， 他们在。
So that was the market of the time.
菜场就在那个地方。
The market was right there.
所以你晓得说这个就是那个时候的这个整个 New Amsterdam.
So this is New Amsterdam.
所以最早最早他们聚会是在风车上面。
So in the beginning they met on the windmill.
所以等到古堡城堡盖好了以后。
So after they built the fortress.
所以他们聚会的地方大家就搬到那里去。
So they moved their meeting place to the fortress.
所以呢，那个原来的聚会地方就空出来。
So then the original meeting place was emptied out.
那你要知道，这些犹太人没有地方坐，没有地方这个，没有地方安息日祷告啊。
So the Jews needed a place to pray on the Sabbath.
所以他们在什么地方开始他们聚会呢？在一起祷告，像保罗一样。
So where did they start praying together, just like Paul?
同样一个地方。
Same place.
所以纽约什么时候是第一次基督徒聚会的地方
？So the first time the Christians gather together to meet，
也就是犹太人祷告的。
It's also the same place that the Jews came to pray。
主说：“凡给小子一杯水喝。
”So the Lord said, if you just give the littlest of one a cup of water，
不得。
There's not one that will not receive a reward。
怎么可能在纽约
？In New York。
当你看见古迹的时候
When you look at the ruins,
你看见会堂如果你说第一个会堂你可以说是那里
You can see the first synagogue is there.
第一个聚会点也是那里
The first meeting place is also there.
我想神实在是在历史中行走的时
候 So the Lord did indeed walked in history.
所以我们没有话说
So we have no words to say.
这些人是从哪里来
Where did these people come from?
他们先是在西班牙
They were in Spain originally.
然后逃到老 Amsterdam.
And then they fled to old Amsterdam.
然后到了移民到了巴西
And then they migrated to Brazil.
后来不行了又回来
And then they returned.
结果是被台风吹到 Amsterdam, 吹到这个这个岛上来
And they were blown by the hurricane to this island.
吹到纽约来的
To New York.
那这就是后来的纽约的犹太人。
So these became the Jews in New York.
这就是为什么现在纽约的犹太人最少有600万。
So that's why today there are more than 6 million Jews in Israel.
弟兄姊妹，现在你就看见为什么
Now you know why.
纽约会变成一个大城。
New York will become a big, great city.
从世界来看。
From the worldly perspective, there's no reason you can find.
但是从属灵的角度来看
But from a spiritual perspective,
你看见神不是在历史中行走
Isn't God walking, working in history?
所以现在很清楚
So now it's clear.
自从他们被从西班牙赶出去以后
So since they were cast out of Spain,
他们除了往东走之外
Besides going east,
他们除了最后落脚在 Florence 之外
Other than them,establishing themselves in Florence.
结果他们往西走。
So they went west.
所以有人就逗留在
So people, some stayed in New York.
那不要忘记。
Don't forget.
如果不是这些人的话
If it's not these people.
为什么今天美国居然变成以色列唯一的朋友
So why did the U.S. become the only friend of Israel?
他在别的地方都没有朋友
There's no friends anywhere else.
在美国国会他有的是朋友
In the Congress, it has many friends.
不要忘记
Don't forget.
这么多年来
All these years.
你看见犹太人用各种样的影响力
The Jews use many influences.
能够保住他们
They can keep themselves.
所以从这些地方你就看得很清楚。
So from this you can be clear.
弟兄姊妹，现在你知道说以色列自从1492年开始
，since 1492，
从8月1号
，from August 1st，
他们分散以后
，after they were scattered，
你看有的人往东走，有的人就往西走
，some went west，
就在那2年
，those 2 years，
不管他们走到哪里
，no matter where they went。
他们当然过逾越节了。
So of course they would celebrate Passover.
他们当然也过祝棚节了。
They would celebrate the Feast of the Tabernacles.
他们抬起头来看见的月亮是满月。
Now that when they raised their head, they saw the full moon.
但是他们离开家不知道有多远。
But they don't know how far they were from home.
起头的时候他们的家是以色列。
In the beginning, their homes were Israel.
但是后来没有办法了。
But later on, they could not do
anything. 他们只好当西班牙当作他们的家。
So they have to make Spain their home.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
最后连西班牙也不是他们的家
Finally, even Israel, Spain is not their home.
当他们无家可归的时候
When they had no home to go to.
当他们继续漂流的时候
When they continue to wander.
他们仍旧过逾越节
They continue to celebrate.
仍旧过祝棚节
as Passover and the Feast of
Tabernacles. 仍旧看见月亮是满的
They still saw that the moon was full.
但是满月变红像血
But the moon turned red like blood.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这是一段很悲哀很悲哀
This is a very tragic history.
但是不要忘记
But don't forget,
这是第二个循环
This is the second cycle.
它和第一个循环是一模一样
It's just like the first cycle.
但是现在我们注意的是第二个循环
But we're focusing on the second cycle.
好了
Now,
然后就到了1948年
Then you come to 1948.
到了1949 1950
The 1949,
连着两年又是满月变红像血
Two years in a row, you saw the red blood moon.
你知道1948年
you know, 1948,
以色列人终于复国
the, people of Israel, the nation of Israel was established.
但是最早最早在他们这些这些这个刚开始的这些犹太人领袖的心目中
But in the hearts of the initial leaders,
很多根本不相信神。
Many didn't even believe in God.
他们唯一所希望的是希望为犹太人能找一个避风港。
So they want to find a place that they could just spend some time to protect themselves.
找到 haven.
Haven.
Yeah. 那结果呢他们当初的想法是如果可以的话他们可以在南美的阿根廷
So they originally thought they could just go to a place in Argentina and found it. They never thought about going back.
那英国人也这样啊。
The same with the English.
英国人说你们不要争着要回去了。
The English said, don't go back.
世界这么大。
The world is so big.
我在非洲呢把一块地方给你。
I'll give you a piece of land in Africa.
所以当时英国政府要把乌干达给以色列。
So English were going to give Uganda to them.
但是不可以的。
But they couldn't do it.
如果以色列人复国的话。
If the nation of Israel were to be restored.
他们一定要回到他们的故乡。
They have to return to their home.
这圣经的预言是讲得很清楚的。
So the biblical prophecy,is too clear.
所以以色列人不可能在阿根廷复国。
So the nation of Israel could not be restored in Argentina.
也不能在非洲复国。
Nor in Africa.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
根据神和亚伯兰所立的约。
According to the covenant established by God with Abraham.
他们一定要回到他们自己的地
方。They have to return to their own place.
所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
到了1948年的时候。
1948.
以色列终于复国。
The nation of Israel was restored.
那我不是说过了吗？
Didn't I?
然后以色列人就从全世界106个国家就回来了。
So the people of Israel from 160 nations returned.
有的人就从中国就回去了。
Some people returned from China.
结果在 Tel Aviv 就开了个饭店。
And Tel Aviv opened a hotel.
所以饭店吃饭。
A restaurant.
Yeah.
Restaurant.
所以你如果去 Tel Aviv 吃饭，你不要问老板姓什么，一定姓赵。
So if you go to Tel Aviv, you'll find that.The owner must last name be Chow.
因为开封的犹太人呢，早期皇帝姓赵，他们也跟着姓赵。
Because the Jews in Kaifeng, they named themselves after the emperor, and his last name was Chow.
犹太人厉害得很。
So, the Jews are very amazing.
那开封是那个时候全世界最大的。
Kaifeng was the biggest city of the time in the world.
这个中国的宋朝啊，它的这个 GDP 啊是什么呢？是全世界80%。
So Song, the Song Dynasty, their GDP was 80% of the world's GDP.
所以不要忘记那个时候最大的百万大城是开封啊。
But their largest city was Kaifeng.
连罗马都不是。
And not even Rome.
连别地方都不是。
It's not the, anybody anywhere else.
这个犹太人的他对于这个钱呢，嗅觉很敏锐。
So they were very keen on anything related to money.
他一听说在开封有钱。
So they heard that in Kaifeng there was money.
结果他们就去了。
So they went there.
但是不要忘记啊。
Don't forget.
他们后来盖起会堂来。
But when they built the synagogues there,
他们所在的地方
the place they were,
是靠近皇家地段。
It's really close to the emperor's family.
后来因为他们的贡献。
Because of their contribution,
所以皇帝就把那个姓赐给他们。
So then he gave their, his last name to them.
所以如果现在大家到开封去
，So if you go to Kaifeng today,
你可以看你可以看到那个会堂的旧址。
So you'll see the old address of the synagogue.
还有一家是犹太人住在那里。
So there were still Kaifeng Jews living.
那个老太太也是姓赵的。
And then her last name is Chow.
因为那个时候皇帝姓赵。
Because the emperor was last name was Chow.
所以请大家记得。
So remember.
有人从中国来。
So some came from China.
所以他们都回去了。
So they returned.
从全世界各地回去。
So from many places all over the world.
所以想想看。
So think about it, brothers and sisters.
非常有意思。
It's very interesting.
就是说等到他们回到家的路上。
So on their way back home.
有的从纽西兰回去。
Some went back from New Zealand.
那个时候不是坐飞机、啊。
They didn't take planes.
那个时候要坐船。
They had to take a boat.
那个时候要长途跋涉。
So they had to go a long way.
所以就在回家的路上。
So on the way back home.
回乡的路上。
On the way to return home.
他们仍旧过祝棚节。
So they still celebrated the feast.
他们也过逾越节。
The tabernacles. They celebrated Passover.
弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
他们看见满月。
When they saw the moon.
但是满月变毫无相
识。But the moon was a blood moon.
连着两年。
For 2 years in a row.
所以我们怎么能够说。
So how can we say.
这个满月变毫无相识是偶然一件事。
So can we say it's accidental.
它背后代表一个历史。
So it represents a history behind it.
那我们光用这两次的事件。
If we just use these two events.
就已经看见以色列人怎样的分散，以色列人怎样又回头。
How the nation of Israel, they were separated, and now they were gathered.
所以那个历史是以色列的悲欢离合史。
So this is the history of their, the joyful and gathered, tragic scattered.
等到他们抬头望明月的时候。
So when they look at the moon at night.
他们感觉是很深很深。
So they had a deep sentiment in them.
这是第二次。
This is the second
time. 就第二个循环，第二次。
The second cycle, second event.
但是不要忘记啊。
But don't forget.
第一次跟第二次差了几百年。
There are a few hundred years between the first and second.
从1492一直到1949。
From 1492 to 1949.
你看，又是经过好几年。
It's after many
hundred years. 但是现在呢，三次要挤在一起。
But now there are three times that will occur closely together.
所以再下一次。
The next time.
是1949年。
Is
1967. 1967年什么事情
What happened in 1967?
我们知道说人类历史上有一个最短就是很快的时间一个战争就是六日战争。
So there was a war in the history of mankind that's very short. It's only called a six-day war.
这个历史是以色列人创下来。
So this was a record that the Israelites produced.
所以一个礼拜之内以色列人醒过来的时候
week,
大片土地回到他们的怀抱。
In 1 week, when the nation of Israel, they woke up, they found a large piece of land returned to them.
最叫他们惊讶。
The most amazing thing was this.
他们几乎祷告了两千年。
So they prayed for 2,000 years.
所有的犹太母亲都告诉他们的儿子。
So all the Jewish mothers would tell their sons.
你祷告的时候。
When you pray.
你要向神说。
You have to tell God.
但愿明年我们在耶路撒冷。
May next year be in Jerusalem.
等到结婚典礼的时候。
When you come to a wedding.
新郎跟新妇彼此举杯祝福的时候。
So when the husband and the wife or the bride and groom, they lift a cup to bless each other.
他们一定有一句话说。
They will say this.
但愿明年我们在耶路撒冷。
Next year in Jerusalem.
两千年来
For 2,000 years.
到了1967
In 1967.
忽然间他们发现
All of a sudden they discovered.
他们终于等到这一天
So they finally came upon this day.
明白吗
You understand.
在这以前
Before this.
他们回到家乡
They returned to home.
他们看见家乡的月亮好像比海别的地方都圆得多
So they saw that the moon at home was rounder than everybody else.
但他们有一个遗憾
But they had a regret.
他们不能到耶路撒冷。
They cannot go to Jerusalem.
他们的遗憾。
Their regret.
刚好反面说出一件事。
It also speaks forth of something.
当你失去自由的时候，你才知道自由是可贵。
When you lose freedom, you discover how precious is freedom.
你家乡的月亮和耶路撒冷的月亮有什么不同
？So what's the difference between the moon in your hometown and Jerusalem？
为什么到1967
？Why 1967？
等到以色列人他们到了橄榄山
，So when the nation of Israel, the people of Israel,
他们终于到了黑门，终于到了圣殿山。
So when they came to Mount Moriah，
他们看见月亮挂在树头上的。
So when they saw the moon upon the trees，
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们要问
，We want to ask，
这个月亮和家乡月亮不同在
？What's the difference between this？Moon and the moon in hometown.
现在你就明白。
Now you discover.
为什么当时神要以色列人？
Why did the God want the people of Israel?
每年三次要到耶路撒冷去过节。
Three times a year to go to Jerusalem to celebrate the feast.
其中有一次是逾越节。
One of them is Passover.
还有一次是祝棚。
One of them is Feast of Tabernacles.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
等到你真的去过节的时候。
When you're going to celebrate the feast.
你所看见的月亮。
The moon that you see.
不是你家乡的。
Is not your hometown.
你所看见的月亮。
The moon that you see.
是橄榄山上的。
Is the moon on Mount of Olives.
是圣殿山上的。
Is the mount on Mount Moriah.
是摩利亚山上的。
Mount Moriah.
就在那个月亮的照明底下。